Fire Destroys a Hanes Home, and in discussion about the Skagway Recreation Center, echoes of concerns from a year ago. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A fire burned through a home in Hanes Thursday night. The volunteer fire department worked for hours to put it out. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, it's unclear what caused the blaze.
The smell of smoke filled the neighborhood as firefighters hosed the house on the west side of Auslan Drive for around 4 hours. They were called to the scene around 5:45 Thursday night.
Where the bulk of the fire was is totally gone.
That's Fire Chief Brian Clay. He says in terms of size, this was a big fire.
It was a two-story house with the top floor fully involved.
The homeowners, Dan and Joanna Egolf, were not in the house when it started. They came back when they found out about the fire and looked on as it was extinguished. Clay says no one was injured in the fire. He says the last of the blaze was put out between 9:30 and 10 p.m. According to Clay, house fires this large are pretty unusual in Hanes.
We don't see that many big house fires that in Hanes, no, knock on wood, because of the prevention processes and stuff that we have in place.
The house is still standing, though much of it was severely burned. Clay says the Egolfs were able to salvage some things.
They have been able to salvage some items out of the lower basement floors and that and stuff, but it did spread throughout the whole upper floor.
How the fire started is unknown. The Hanes Police Department was working alongside the fire department and state fire marshal to decide if an arson investigation should be pursued. But according to Sergeant Josh Dryden, they have ruled that out at this time. An investigation continues into what did cause the fire. The Egolfs declined to comment for this story. Reporting in Hanes, I'm Abby Collins.
A group of Skagway residents has been working on plans for a recreation center expansion for years. When they brought a proposal that included a pool to the assembly in late 2015, the price tag caused concern. The assembly recommended they get a second opinion. Armed with more information, the recreation center and pool proponents brought their case back to the assembly. A year ago, the push to pursue a recreation center expansion and pool sank under anxiety about spending money on another major project. In the time since then, the Rec Center Board worked with Architects Alaska to get a second opinion on design and cost, and a pool ad hoc committee brought experts to town to envision the best pool for Skagway.
We are very successful, and success comes at a cost.
Rec Center Director Catherine Nelson walked the assembly through the history of the facility and the effort to expand it.
We're so busy. We in the summertime have so many people that it's becoming unsafe in the weight room, and because there's just not enough people or not enough space, so they actually take weights and they start using the gym floor, but then people are trying to play basketball or other programming is going on. And so we're so busy that we really, really need to expand.
Nelson presented the second opinion her committee received from Architects Alaska. The new design cuts down excessive space and does not include a hot tub and sauna. But the cost estimate is still steep, $16.8 million. More than half of that comes from the Aquatic Center portion of the project. Consultants from USA Swimming came to Skagway last April to brainstorm what kind of pool would best suit Skagway's needs.
And we confirmed as well that a four-lane pool and a therapy learn-to-swim pool is essential to fulfill the basic programming needs of Skagway.
The Rec Center Board and Pool Committee also presented a proposal for how to pay for the $17 million project. They suggested general obligation bonds paid for by a 1% year-round retail sales tax increase, excluding residential and commercial rent payments.
We feel that the work that we've done has allowed us to get really specific and fine-tune a design that a facility that Skagway will use.
During the discussion about a rec center and pool last year, the Assembly did consider a 1% sales tax increase. But disagreement among Assembly members over whether the tax hike should go toward just the rec center or major projects in general killed the proposal. The rec center and pool are back before the Assembly, but worries about Skagway overcommitting itself financially are still there. The response from some members of the public and Assembly members echoed the same concerns people had a year ago.
I think we should hit the pause button on a lot of these projects. They're great projects. I would love to see them, but I don't know that this is the time.
It's about your kids and their future. And what are you saddling them with?
That was Jan Rentmore and Tim Borsey. Assemblymember Orion Hansen was also hesitant about spending, especially considering uncertainty around the future of the port. But residents Andrew Cremata and Simon Van Sintgen said the rec center expansion could benefit Skagway's economy by keeping people in town year-round. Here's Van Sintgen.
I just want to say that we moved to town here in March. And the rec center is hands down what's going to keep us in town.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham has advocated for the expansion from the beginning. He said the community needs this.
As far as saddling people with the responsibility 30 years out of paying for this, if one of them learns to swim and they save themselves from drowning out in any of these bodies of water around here, I think that it's paid for itself.
The rec center expansion will come back to the Assembly at a future meeting, where they may make a formal decision about whether to move forward with the project. The Alaska Marine Highway wants to know whether any other government agencies want the ferry Taku. It's another step toward selling or scrapping the 350-foot-long ship, which has been tied up for about a year and a half. Spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the new owner would have to keep carrying passengers.
The great example that I was given is if you want to take the ferry and use it as a public ferry, that's fine. But if you wanted to use it as a private floating hotel that generated revenue, that would not fit the requirement of this step in the process.
Municipalities and other government agencies have until February 21st to declare their interest. If no one responds, the state will offer the Taku for sale. Bailey says officials have not yet decided when or how it would be sold. There's also no sale price yet. She says it's in good shape, but a new owner would need to pay for certificates and inspections to run it as a ferry.
If somebody wanted to use it for something other than a fare generating, you know, service of carrying passengers, those certificates and those inspections might not need to be completed.
The 54-year-old Taku is in long-term storage at Ketchikan's Ward Cove. The Marine Highway has already taken one necessary step toward its sale. That's getting permission to sell the ship from the Federal Highway Administration, a funding source. The Taku used to sail southeast waters, connecting the region's communities with Prince Rupert, British Columbia. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up in the local news next week...
So classically, a Cosmo is vodka, cranberry juice, but this is our fireweed hibiscus tea and a little bit of triple sec.
A Skagway family prepares to open the town's first distillery. After some debate, the Haines Code Review Commission decides where to start.
So these are potential legal liabilities for the borough. They are.
And in a time of strained budgets, the Haines School Board and borough hold a joint meeting. Tune in to KHNS Local News next week for those stories and more. Have a great weekend.